thought we were fortunate. I've got to be honest. I wasn't. I like to win, and I like to win in a way that we work on a daily basis, and that was nowhere near what I would expect from a team of mine. But I have to applaud the players and their character and their attitude in the game, because even though we weren't anywhere near the passing and the rhythm in our game, and when we went behind in the game, even though we'd missed chances to close the game out, we still kept going, and the players showed remarkable courage to do that. So we've gained 3 points that we're happy to receive, having been nowhere near what this team has the capacity to play. We scored 101 goals last year, and the dynamic of the team has changed. You know, we've lost, you know, over 75% of that, you know. And that just takes time. Unfortunately, there's no magic wand to, as I said, to make it work instantly. We just got a lot of games with less coaching time, a lot of new players, and I commend the players again, because they're coming in and they're working very, very hard to improve our performance level. And like we've shown over my time here, that will improve in terms of the game model and how we train and work on a daily basis. But until that happens, you have to win games. As I said, that was a very important 3 points for us. But my feeling is also for Harry and for QPR, because they've done very, very well. And to get something back in the game like they did, they'll be bitterly disappointed to leave with nothing. We were a team that had real penetration and speed, getting beyond when we had Suarez and obviously Sturridge and Raheem. So with that ability to stretch defences, and I moved Stephen over the last year or so to play deeper, so he could become a playmaker from behind, get the game going for us, circulate the ball quickly, and he has a good range of passes anyone in world football to release those players that have the speed to run in behind. The dynamic has changed quite considerably, because obviously with Sturridge out, we don't have that so much, and obviously that leaves sort of Raheem up there as only the one that looking to break the line. So we shifted Stevie from that playmaking role deeper in what I would say the four role into a number 10 role. The problem then, you need to get the ball into him. That was the issue. And the first half, our movement was too static. There was no, you know, too slow. The circulation of the ball was too slow, so we couldn't get him on the ball. So we flipped the triangle around, played him at the bottom again, and obviously that allows us to get on the ball again, and then he can start the attacks from deeper. And obviously we were a bit better in the second half. I said before, Lou is irreplaceable. A real world-class talent. And that's not what's been asked of Mario. Mario's coming into here. Everyone knows and has seen him over his career. He's a great boy. I've really enjoyed working with him. You know, he's come in, he wants to improve, he wants to be better, but it's not going to happen overnight for him. It's not going to happen overnight, and he's not going to be what Suarez was. He's a totally different type of player. You know, Louis played on the shoulder. We freed up the team for him for a couple of years to exploit his qualities. Now we have to become, as I said, have a different dynamic and a different type of game. But he's got qualities, the boy, and I think he's really focusing on making sure that he's, as I said, he's concentrating and preparing himself to train and to play. And then I think, as I said, eventually then the goals will come for him. We didn't play so well today, but we won. And what the beauty of the team and how we work is, we have to let it go. We'll learn from it. We'll analyse the game and study it on the way back now. But now we've got to focus in on to Real Madrid. And as you say, Real Madrid are playing as good as they've played, you know, for the last 5 to 10 years. You know, the threats that they have, the quality that they have, and they are the reigning champions. So I'm really looking forward to that. I know the players will not be overly happy with how we played today, but character and attitude of the team, I don't think anyone can question that. And we've got our 3 points, and we'll look to improve our performance in the next game.